The background of this project is based on the relationship between microbiota dysbiosis and colorectal cancer. So it's very interesting that the microbiota shows the ability to facilitate the tumorigenesis. However, the mechanism behind it is largely unknown. A very interesting example of microbial metabolites to exacerbate colorectal cancer is colibactin, derived from E. coli. The colibactin could alkylate double-strand DNA and then cause the double-strand DNA breaks, facilitate the intestinal tumorigenesis. However, considering the complexity and diversity of the gut microbiota, it's very interesting to see if other species also show a similar mechanism. So we hypothesize that diverse taxa from the human gut microbes may produce previously undiscovered small molecules that cause DNA damage in intestinal epithelial cells and contribute to the development of colorectal cancer. To study this question, we firstly establish an in vitro DNA damage pipeline to evaluate the genotoxicity of the human gut microbes. So from this pipeline, we found that actually it's very interesting. Diverse taxa of the human gut microbiota have the direct DNA damage activity, and they have a very specific pattern on the electrophoresis gel. A more interesting finding is that actually from this genotoxic bacteria, their small molecule fraction of the supernatants is sufficient to induce the GAMH2AX, which is a double-strand break marker. And among these species, we focus on some species with multiple strain effects, like the Clostridia perfringens, Clostridia ramosum, and Mognella mogni. Particularly, Mognella mogni shows significantly higher abundance and prevalence in the IBD patients versus healthy people. So we decided to focus on this species and try to identify the genotoxic chemical. So through combining the mass spec-based untargeted metabolomics and bioactivity guided fractionation, we found that actually the Mognella mogni produce a novel and undiscovered chemical we term it indolamine. So this chemical is very interesting, and we found that actually it could be produced by the AAT genes. So AAT is aspartate aminotransferase, which encodes the primary amine production from the amino acids, and then this primary amine could spontaneously react with the I3A to produce the indolamine. So through the transposon-based random mutagenesis, we construct a mutant strain with AAT inserted by the transposon, and then we found that the mutant species should significantly decrease the genotoxicity, both in the in vitro electrophoresis assay and in vivo. So it can be told that actually the mutant genes show the decrease of the colorectal cancer tumorigenesis in the AOM DSS induced cancer model. So overall, we found that a novel class of genotoxic bacteria genotoxins, and then it tells us how the bacteria contribute to colorectal cancer through the causative effect.